Well, the leaves are nearly gone from all the trees, and the jack-o'-lanterns are heading for the compost bin this morning. There are candy wrappers everywhere, including in the newsroom. Here's SZA to remind us of the month.
Remember me for who I was, not who I am. I'll pray you'll never understand this sweet.
Yeah, sweet November. It's the 1st of November, in fact. It's All Saints Day, part of El Día de los Muertos, and it's the first Friday of the month. We observe the many First Friday art walks around the region with our own focus on events on stage and in galleries and in concert halls and in clubs. It's our First Friday art segment, and we invite arts organizations from around the region, big and small, to call us at 800-838-3760 with details of arts events in the coming weeks. We're going to start things off because Madison Hamilton is pulling rank and hear about a theater event going on right here at SOU.
Thank you, John. We are very blessed here at SOU and at OCA to be right here centered in the valley of such a rich art center. And we do generally one to two shows a term here, and we are approaching our fall shows. So I do have in front of me both of our shows listed, as well as the Tootenoff series coming up on November 8th. That will be at 7:30. Those tickets are going to be $25 and can be purchased in the music department. That's part of the ongoing Tootenoff Piano series. We have multiple concerts of that happening over the year, and you can call the box office to check in about other concerts if that particular one does not work within your schedule. We do also have our two shows. We have our Black Box show, which is going to be Hedda Gabler by Henrik Ibsen. This is a new adaptation by John Robin Bates, and it will be directed by Jackie Apodaca. Hedda deals with how people act when they finally get the things that they want, and then we find out they have been lying about their desires the whole time. This show will be running for 2 weeks. We have the first weekend coming up next weekend. It's going to be November 7th through 9th. Those shows will all be at 8 p.m. And then we have our second weekend, November 14th through the 17th at 8, and November 16th and 17th at 2. All of these tickets are available for purchase from the OCA box office. We do also have our second show, our main stage show, which is following a week behind. It is going to be Angels in America Perestroika Part 2. You do not need to have seen Part 1 to see Part 2. It will make just as little sense if you've seen it. It is going to be written by Tony Kushner and is being directed by both Jim Edmondson as well as his partner Paul Barnes. The two of them are absolutely amazing. I have the privilege of working on that show. It is an absolutely amazing piece of art. It follows the main character Pryor through his struggle with the AIDS crisis, as well as having very, very heavy political, sexual, and religious themes. Deals a lot with the LGBTQ community, deals with Roy Cohn in the 80s. It's a very all-over-the-place piece of work, but it really brings together, I think, the American struggle, especially during the 80s. And that show is going to be playing during November 14th to 16th at 7:30. These calls are going to be 30 minutes earlier than our normal door calls due to the length of the performance. And then our second weekend, we have November 21st and 22nd at 7:30, and November 23rd and 24th at 2 p.m. And all of these tickets, again, are available in the OCA box office. They are going to be $20 for a regular ticket, $15 for a senior ticket, or $5 for a full-time student ticket. So those are some amazing pieces of art happening right here on our SOU campus that I would take advantage of and definitely check out this weekend.
All right. Thanks, Maddie. It's First Friday Arts here on Jefferson Public Radio's Jefferson Exchange. You can call us at 800-838-3760 to talk about your art event. You might want to wait a couple of minutes because our phones are full, and we're going to hit the phones right now and start off with something coming up from the Ashland Contemporary Theater. And Livia, good morning.
Good morning, John. Thank you so much for taking the call. We are about to open tonight Wendy Wasserstein's final play, Third, which premiered in 2005 at Lincoln Center with Diane Wiest and Charles Durning. It's a very powerful play about a professor just at the outbreak of the Iraq War who gets a paper from what she considers a young, privileged, white Republican male. And it's a brilliant paper, and she cannot believe that he could have written it, and she accuses him of plagiarism. But is she right, or has stereotypes kind of taken over from her intellectual honesty? It's a very powerful, very funny play. And we run through the 24th every Friday, Saturday at 8, and Sundays at 2 at Carpenter Hall. and tickets are at Paddington Station and Grocery Outlet, and then also online at Ashland Contemporary Theater, all one word, .org. It's an incredible role. It's an incredible, timely play. It really takes a look at intellectual honesty and personal integrity, which is something that's right in the news right now. So I hope people will come and see it. It's been a pleasure working on this play with Janine Grizzard, the artistic director and director. And it's a small cast, but we've got Renee Hewitt, Beth Boulay, Sig Jacaney, and Adam Kilgore plays third. And it's also for women a chance to look at what do you do with the third part of your life. So so many things that it covers, and it's just a joy to do.
Okay, Wendy Wasserstein at the Ashland Contemporary Theater. Olivia, thank you so much for calling this morning. We're going to move on to another theater production from the Rogue Theater Company, and this is Jessica in Ashland. Good morning, Jessica.
Hi, John. This is Jessica Sage with the Rogue Theater Company. We open tonight with Night Mother at OSF's Black Swan Theater in Ashland. Marsha Norman's Pulitzer Prize-winning play, nominated for 4 Tony Awards, is a magnificently crafted script interspersed with humor, poignancy, and vulnerability. Essentially, it's a story about hope. OSF veteran actor Caroline Schaefer is directing, and Equity actor Andrea Hochkeppel and myself are acting in it. We are so very fortunate to have Richard Hay, who designed over 250 OSF productions, designing our sets. And the set looks spectacular, if I do say so myself. Night Mother is Rogue Theater Company's second production. In March, Fragments sold out and garnered rave reviews. Our RTC, Rogue Theater Company, is committed to giving back to the community, and every opening night serves as a benefit for local nonprofits. Tonight's opening night recipients are Community Works and Maslow Project. Night Mother runs the first 3 weekends this month on Friday and Saturday nights at 8 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 2 p.m. There will be talkbacks led by a trained facilitator after the matinee performances on November 3rd and 10th. Tickets are $20 for seniors and students and $18 for the general audience. Tonight's opening night benefit is $25. A trailer and photos of Night Mother can be found on our website, RogueTheaterCompany.com, and theater is with an E-R, RogueTheaterCompany.com. You can also purchase your tickets on our site or at Paddington Station and the Music Coop or by calling 541-205-9190. And tickets are also available at the door. So hopefully we'll see people tonight and throughout the run of the play, Night Mother.
Great. That's Night Mother from the Rogue Theater Company. Jessica, thank you for calling us this morning. We're going to move on to the visual arts here and hear from the Grants Pass Art Museum. Hyla in Grants Pass, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you. It's so pretty out.
It's beautiful. So what have you got going on for First Friday at the Grants Pass Art Museum?
We have the second First Friday with the current exhibit that we have. The artist is Corey Kahn. She's actually a doctor at the Ashland Asante Emergency Room. But before she became a doctor, she was an artist, graduated from a school in Kansas, then went off to Europe. And when she was in Czechoslovakia, she thought, you know, I'm donating my time to organizations and I'm taking people to the emergency room. I think I'll do more for humanity. I think I'll be a doctor. So she actually went to medical school, and now she's an artist and a doctor. Her work is called Blueprints, and the reason behind it is it's a story of life and death, and it's because you can't blueprint your life. So she has blueprints and maps and some things buried underneath, but it's a mixed media of collage and tissue and some chalk and pastels, and it's really stunning. I mean, they're colorful, they're wonderful, they're messy because life is messy. And they're really fun. And she will be at the museum tonight starting about 6:30. And so if you want to meet her and find out why she does what she does, she's a really wonderful person. Then starting on November 22nd, we will open our membership show. So if you are an artist and you want to have something in the museum, you can bring it to the museum on the 17th or 18th, and you have to be a member because it's special for our members. That'll open on the 22nd. And then the clip that I sent you, well, before I get to that, the gallery downstairs, Gallery 1, which is our retail location, is featuring Judy Davidson on First Friday. And she does amazing art on ornaments. So she does butterflies, Christmas, you name it. But watching her, and she's going to be demonstrating tonight. We also have some artists that did the Day of the Dead art. And so if you're interested in that particular holiday, there's some really cool depictions of things that you can get. And we have gift certificates, so you can even get something for a friend. But then the clip I sent you is our music concert for the month, and this is our last one for the year. We won't have another concert now until February. But this is a local, incredible classic guitar player, Arturo Villacorona. And I think he's just amazing. It's like he's got eight hands. It's just amazing.
Well, Hyla, thank you for calling with this information about the Grants Pass Museum of Art. And let's hear that, just a little bit of Arturo's guitar.
Thank you.
That's Arturo Villacorona, who's going to be performing at the Grants Pass Museum of Art. Moving on with some more visual arts, down in Siskiyou County, Liberty Arts Gallery, Barbara in Wairika. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. And Liberty Arts tonight has an opening, Friday, 1st of November. Liberty Arts Gallery is 108 West Minor Street. And the exhibit is called The Art of Persuasion. And this is celebrating illustrators in the graphic arts. We have some local artists, Mimi Bailey, Dwight Cushman, and Sherry Larson, and their art ranges from original fashion illustrations for the Sacramento Bee to the new Devil Tail whiskey label for Denny Bar in Etna. And the curator, Steve Maines, was inspired by a collection of citrus labels, you know, the vintage ones that you would find on the wooden orange crates. And he has some of them on display. And this was the sort of art that tried to persuade customers that California was the land of prosperity and citrus was the pathway to health and happiness. And there are contemporary paintings by illustrators Joel Anderson, Kai Carpenter, and Dennis Ziominski. And that reflects the sort of style which was popular in 1900 to 1950, reflecting the styles from the railroad and automobile industries. So it should be a very interesting exhibit. And tonight is the reception from 5 till 7. Rick Garrett will be playing music in the gallery. And the show runs from November 1st tonight until November 30th.
Well, thank you, Barbara. Barbara in Wairika from the Liberty Arts Gallery. Thanks so much for calling on First Friday Arts. And we're going to move back to the theater here and hear from Dan in Talent about the Camelot Theater's latest production. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, John. Happy November to you.
Same to you.
Yeah, it's a nice brisk way to kick off the month, isn't it? Hey, Camelot's actually has two performances going up in November. We've got the continuation of the run for Spotlight on Motown. With the Rogue Suspects, it's been a phenomenal show for us. Unfortunately, we are sold out, and the show runs through next weekend, through the 10th of November. But I will say, occasionally, with the weather changing, patrons do get the flu or get sick, and they cancel their tickets. So check with the box office, and we'll do our best to get people into that show. Tremendous show with the talents of the Rogue Suspects. So that runs again through the 10th of November. And then on the 27th of November, we're opening up with our Holiday Spectacular, which is Peter Pan, and it's the Broadway musical classic. We're really excited about this. This is the second show. We're actually flying the children across the stage with the the apparatus that does that, and it's been really exciting. We did that with Billy Elliot last month, and we're really excited about all the conservatory kids that have done so well are coming back to this show, and it should be a lot of fun. So we've got a Pay What You Can performance opening on the 27th, which is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and we always do those before our main stage shows. And then opening night will be Friday after Thanksgiving on the 29th. And it runs clear through the holidays, through Christmas or New Year's Eve.
Peter Pan sounds like a lot of fun for the holidays with the Camelot Theater in Talent. Thanks, Dan, for joining us this morning.
Thanks, John. Talk to you soon. Bye.
And moving on now to the Rogue Valley Symphony, Kristen with the Symphony is with us. Good morning.
Good morning. In November, music lovers will have a rare treat to hear a horn soloist. Now, some people call it French horn, some people just call it horn. But regardless of what you call it, we have not had a horn soloist probably in over 10 years, not since music director Martin Micoot has been here. So our performer is Jennifer Montone, and she is the principal horn of the Philadelphia Orchestra. And she's on faculty at Curtis Institute of Music and Juilliard. So we're talking top-notch, cream of the crop. And she is performing Richard Strauss's Horn Concerto No. 2. And the works that we have on this program are a lot like our November wardrobe, very layered. So we have Strauss, we have Richard Wagner's Prelude and Liebestode from Tristan and Isolde, and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. And on that concert, you will be able to find us on our website at rvsymphony.org, or you can call our box office, 541-708-6400. And concerts are on Friday, November 15th, at the SOU Music Recital Hall in Ashland at 7:30, on Saturday, November 16th, at the Criterion Theater in Medford at 7:30, and on Sunday, November 17th, in Grants Pass at the Performing Arts Center at 3 p.m.
Okay, that's the Rogue Valley Symphony. Thank you, Kristen. So we have Strauss, Wagner, was it, and Tchaikovsky?
That's right, yeah. So all romantic composers, and it should be a wonderful concert featuring this terrific horn soloist.
And let's hear just a taste of Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 4. First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. We do have some phone lines open at 800-838-3760. And we're going to move on to another concert of classical music with Jackson in actually Los Angeles, but he's going to be in Ashland. Good morning, Jackson.
That's right. Hello, John. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Nice brisk morning even down here in L.A.
Okay. Well, tell us about your concert coming up.
Yes, I'm here to talk about our concert. I'm actually one of the artists. I play classical guitar and flamenco guitar, and I play in a duo called Jaca with, of all instruments, clarinet. So it's a pretty unique duo, and of course we have a unique approach to how we present our concerts. It's kind of a blend between classical and world music, but we like to think of it sort of as beyond genre, because we really play music from all genres. We've got a little bit of jazz, a little bit of flamenco, and a lot of traditional music from countries around the world. Our show is called Imaginary Boundaries, and really we focus on breaking down three different barriers or boundaries that we feel exist in the classical music sphere. The first one is the boundary between audience and performer. So we really try to be interactive. If people are coming to our show, we may even try to invite people on stage to play with us. We love to have fun with the audience, and really it's just kind of an all-around good time. We've had it described before as way too much fun for classical music. The second barrier we like to break down is the barrier between genres, and the third barrier we like to break down is just a social barrier between cultures. Both Wesley, the clarinet player, and myself, we live multicultural lives, and really try to promote multiculturalism through music by both talking about, discussing, and even playing the music of cultures from around the world. We have a really cool cultural exchange program that we've set up because we play a lot internationally. And as a result, we're able to go to these countries, learn about these really cool cultural people experiences. And what we try to do is take a piece of culture from one place, bring it to the next place we play in, and share that culture with everybody. And we'll sell some sort of a significant cultural item at the show, and then donate 100% of those profits to a charity, just trying to promote learning about other people's cultures, not being afraid about other cultures, and everybody having a great time together. So our show is November 9th at the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, and it's at 7:30 p.m. You can get tickets online at jaca.bpt.me, and Jaca is spelled J-A-C-A. You can also pick them up at Music Coop in Ashland, or you can get them at the door. So we'd love to see you there. It's going to be a really fun time.
All right. Jaca is Jackson Williams and Wesley Ferreira, and we really appreciate you calling in this morning, Jackson. And let's hear a little bit of Jaca's music. Okay, that pretty much wraps up this First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange with that music from the duo Jaca, Jackson Williams and Wesley Ferreira. And I think we're going to wrap things up with the Avett Brothers and another song about November.
If I were leaving, would I catch you dreaming? And if I weren't gonna be gone now, could I take you home? And if I told you I love you, would it change what you see? If I was staying, would you stay with me? And if I had money, would it all look good? And if I had a job now, if I came to you tomorrow and said, let's run.
And the Avett Brothers wrapping up today's First Friday Arts with their song November Blue. We're going to hear about preparing for the big one just ahead here on the Jefferson Exchange after a break.